This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Welcome to the CBS Eye on Money show. It is Thanksgiving Day. And no, it's not Thanksgiving Day, I know. But we are recording this in advance, and we have a lovely guest to join us today. And it is Thanksgiving Day, so welcome, Mark Talercio. What are you thankful for today?
What am I thankful for? I have a lot of stuff to be thankful for this year. It's been a pretty good year. I was thinking about this the other day. I had like really three main objectives this year, and I'm thankful that I accomplished all three. One, get married.
Done.
That was a big one. Two, get on a plane with Amanda and Theo. Done.
And it was a great trip.
It was a great trip. Got him overseas for the first time. And three was to get him into the public school of our choice here in the city, and that happened. So I'm good.
There's nothing that has to do with our show that you've just been thankful for. So I'll just cover that part. So I am thankful this year. This has been kind of a shitty year for me, just personally, in terms of like there was like death and illness. So my mother-in-law died, then my mother's partner died, and my friend Maureen has gotten a terrible diagnosis. And so it's just been like a heavy, especially last few months, been a very heavy time. And I am thankful for this wonderful network of friends and family that I have, which includes Mark and Amanda and Theo. And I think that every time you go through one of these really difficult times in your life, you are reminded that all this nonsense about the money and the career and all this, it doesn't really matter. I mean, yes, of course, it matters. It's a means to an end. But I'm thankful for my inner circle. And I'm also thankful for this program, my outer circle, because this is the best part of what I do all week long, is spending time with Mark and with you guys and talking through things and learning about who you are and what your aspirations are. And hopefully how Mark and I can help you along the way. So that is my Thanksgiving. Mark is not going to the parade this year, correct?
No.
I will watch. And then I will pick up my pies and move on. That's what I will do. All right. Thanksgiving. We are bringing in a guest today who is a listener, and his name is Jordan. And Jordan, you are from... I can't even say this. Jordan is from Alaska by way of Hawaii, which kind of interesting to me. Jordan, what are you thankful for today?
Since you said this will air on Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for my brother. I will currently be at his house because I don't really cook, and he cooks a lot. And so I'll be eating and getting stuff with food.
I love that.
Wait a second. Is your brother also in Alaska?
That's what I was about to ask.
Yes. That was the reason why I moved up here about 7 years ago.
But how do you go? I mean, Hawaii to Alaska, you're in paradise. And then what brought you to Alaska besides your brother? Was there an opportunity?
Well, there was. I lived with him for a year. And initially, I was thinking about going into pharmacy school. And so it was going to be maybe stay with him and figure out that. And then just continued on with life. And I decided to stay.
So what brings you to the program here on your Thanksgiving Day?
I am a recent listener to you. I first got on this financial journey a few months ago when I got my second job. And that's when I'm like, wow, I have the cash flow to start getting rid of my debt. And so I started listening to a really big program. Actually, they talk about the complete opposite of everything you say on your show. And so I started with this big show, and then I eventually found my way to you, actually through the public library system. So I was listening to some other audiobook about finance, and it was dry and boring, and I wanted to fall asleep. And then I ended up finding your audiobook, and I was like, wow, she has personality. She's funny. I mean, even towards the end of the book, you were like yelling at me. I felt like you were talking to me. It was around the life insurance part. And so
Oh my God.
I need to find more books. And then you don't have any more books.
Oh, I do. I will, baby.
I pre-ordered it.
Oh, you are so good to me. Come on. I mean, what's better than that? I think that it's so funny. When people say to me, like, who's your competition? I'm like, there's a zillion different financial people. And it's about personality, like who talks to you, right? And so I'm so glad that you found us. And let's see if we can help you out. And maybe we'll provide a different perspective on how to get where you want to go. So tell us about yourself, and then let's try to identify what needs to happen for you next.
Yeah. So I moved to Alaska. I currently work as a hospital inpatient pharmacy tech. That's my primary job. I work that week on, week off. So I do 7 days in a row of overnight shifts.
What?
And then, yes. And then And then I get 7 days off. And that's great. But then because I have debt, during my 7 days off, I work 6 of those 7 days. And so in a 14-day period, I have maybe 1.5 days, but it's not really days off because it's from overnights and I switch back to days to go to my other job. So there hasn't been a day off, but you said this is airing on Thanksgiving and that will actually be a true day off for me. So thank you.
Yes. Yes. Thank God. Thank God. So how much do you earn as a pharmacy tech as like the day job?
So my primary job at the hospital, gross, I'd say about $55,000 a year. Okay. And then with my current job, if I work all 6 days and do that for the whole year, it will bring in around roughly $22,000. So I'd say maybe gross like $75,000. And then I don't know if you know what the PFD is. It has to do with the oil, but we get a paycheck every year for living in Alaska. I think this year it was about $3,200. All in all, I think average income right now would be about $80,000.
That's great.
And so the reason why I got the second job is I have credit card debt. I have about $13,000 in credit card debt. I have my new Jeep Cherokee that I got because my used one got totaled. And so that's at $30,700. I have a 401k loan at $3,100. And I have student loans at $24,500. And I'm a little bummed about that because I'm not sure if the forgiveness is actually happening. And so that's...
Well, wait a second. So do you work, but do you work as in the pharmacy tech? Are you not able to use the public service loan forgiveness plan? Because is that not a... do you work in a hospital?
I did... But there was a few years I was ineligible to do it. And so I did. I did put in some years, but I would still need to, I think, do at least another 4 or 5 more years, something like that.
That could be worth it. I know you're right. We have to see what happens with loan forgiveness. So how much money is in your 401k? You said you had a loan of $3,700. What's in the 401k?
The 401k currently is, it has about $6,000. There's a 403b that has about $2,200, and I was told that I'm not able to touch that because it moved to a 401k, and so this $2,200, I was told, and I'll have to confirm that with Fidelity, is frozen and I can't touch it until maybe I retire. I would have to confirm on that. And in my regular 401k, it's all in pre-tax, except because I started listening to your show and hearing Mark talk about it, it's all Roth. So I just had my first contribution of Roth. So
all right,
my primary job. Yeah. So I have my primary job at the hospital. They match 50% of the first 4.5%, and they do a Roth option. So that's what I'm doing. And they also contribute 3% annually on eligible compensation, which I think last year came out to about $2,200.
How did all the debt accumulate? In other words, we're going to work hard to help you pay this debt off. But
yes.
What happened?
Oh, I was 18 living with at home with my dad. My mom had recently passed away, and so it's just kind of living life there. And I got my first credit card, and I was excited. $500. Mm-hmm. Living at home, I had a part-time job, easily pay those off every month.
Right.
And then it went to $750, and I was so excited. And then it went to $1,000, and it kept, like, it almost doubled to $2,000. And then it was getting to a point where I was not making enough because, you know, I only worked 20 hours at the school. All of a sudden, I had about 12 to 24 credit cards at once. I went to California and I saw Ed Sheeran on the very front row, but I had paid like $2,000 for two tickets because they only sold it as two and I had to sell one. And it was really bad, Jill. I came back. I was negative in my bank account. I had maybe maxed out credit cards. And that's kind of the rampage that started, and it just grew. Luckily, I am a lot better now, and so I'm trying to get rid of. I think I have maybe 8 credit cards now, but only 4 of them I have balances on.
How old are you, Jordan?
I am 29.
Can I just, I want to ask one other dumb question. So you rack up all this debt, and now you are working 2 jobs to, like, really get it paid down. And do you feel like you're making progress? That's my number one question. Do you feel like, yes, I'm actually moving the needle a little bit. I see things going down. Is there any progress?
Yes, because the credit card, it had about maybe 12,000. So now it's down to 8,000.
Wow.
And
that's
so
good.
And then my other credit card is 4,400, and that is 0% until September of 2023. I recently started using Mint aggressively, and now I'm like seeing transactions I try to reconcile every day. I am making progress. Now with the second job, absolutely.
Okay.
I have about roughly 1,500 to 1,700 extra cash flow, depending on either if I have any extra shifts or if I decide not to eat out as much, since I told you I don't really cook. And yeah, so that's kind of my plan right now.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
The Work Lab podcast from Microsoft answers the questions that keep business leaders up at night. Like, how can I reinvent processes for the AI era, from customer service to sales to HR? How can I prepare for AI to fundamentally transform jobs, companies, industries, and the whole economy? Don't panic. Tune in. Each episode of Work Lab brings you the top experts, hard data, and actionable insights to help you future-proof your organization. Check out Work Lab, that's WORKLAB, no spaces, on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And how about, like, you're living, like, are you renting right now? What's up? Are you living on your brother's couch?
I was living with him, but, and then I moved throughout, but now I have a mortgage. I got it in 2021, so I live in a, you know, 2-bedroom, 2-bath condo.
Wait a minute, you bought something?
I was renting a room, and the person I was renting a room from was going to sell the house. So I was, he was nice. He gave me about half a year to find the place. So I was looking aggressively, and I found something when I was at lunch with some friends, and I bought it, I think, that day, or maybe in a day or two, because it
was perfect. Okay, wait a second. How much did you pay for this place?
It was $155,000, 2.875% FHA, 30-year term. And it was honestly, with the prices in Alaska for rent, it's a lot cheaper than if I were to rent a 1-bedroom or even a studio. Some of the studios rack up to like $1,200 to $1,500 a month, and that's without any utilities.
So, okay. So there's something at 0%, right? But there's another one that's at like a 20-something percent?
There's 2 credit cards. One that has $8,300. $1,300 is being hit every month with, I think, 24.99%.
Oh my God, we've got to get that.
Yeah.
We have got to pay that off. So that's number one priority is that one.
So after that $1,300, it's $7,000 of that. Then that's 0% till December 2023. Mm-hmm. And then my other Wells Fargo credit card is $4,400, 0% until September 2023.
Okay, so we get done with that 22 or 24% interest rate. We can hopefully do that. My fingers are crossed. I'm literally crossing my fingers by like January. Okay, you have to get through the holidays. I get it. So January, February, let's give you a better, by the end of February, I want that paid off. Okay, next, we're going to then attack the Wells Fargo one at 0% because now we have to use February. We have to go March, April, May. So then that's going to get paid off.
That's what I was going to say. That one, the goal should be by May of 2023 for that Wells Fargo card to be done.
Okay. And then what does that leave us for the other bit, the 5,000 at 0%? Then we've got to pay that off. So by the end of May, that Wells Fargo is done. Then that $5,000, you just hammer that down. So yes. June, July, August. So then by the end of September, I'm hopeful, then you're done with that one. So we get rid of September, the September one by May. We're going to shoot to get rid of the December one by September, October. Okay?
Yes.
That's how you're going to do this. Like you are going to go all in. You're going to get this done. Okay? Now, we are not sure about the student loans. You'll just pay that. You know, we'll figure that out.
We're just going to do the monthly for now until...
Exactly. Okay. Now, my next question to you is... When you got that new Jeep, tell me about that. Like, what's the interest rate on that car loan?
The interest rate, I think, is 3.49%. The payment was supposed to be 529, but I decided to up it to 550 to, you know, pay, I guess, a little extra. And I've just been ingrained in my brain 550
okay.
and not 529 when I do my calculations.
So, Mark, once we get the credit card stuff done by the end of the year, should he take the $1,500 and then pay down that car loan aggressively?
Or maybe split the difference and maybe build up some cash and then maybe put a little bit extra towards the car loan?
That's what I was thinking. So then let's say that it's a year from now. It's Thanksgiving. You're like, I'm done with, and you better stay in touch with us because I want to hear all about this. Okay. So now you're like, okay, I have this extra $1,500, right? I've paid down my credit card debt. You can breathe again. You can totally breathe. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to take that $1,500 a month and you're going to say half of that $750 is going to be added to the $550 that I'm paying down on my car. All right. So now you're going to put $1,300 a month on your car. The other $750 is going to go into a savings account. It's going to be very boring. So then here's the thing. I don't want you to freak out about the retirement right now, because essentially what we're suggesting to you is that, you know, you're going to enter your 30s and you're going to have a much better handle on your debt. Okay.
Yeah.
But then we're also going to have to do what we're going to have to do is you cannot work this schedule forever.
Yeah.
Like you just can't.
Everyone I've talked to, they know that this is temporary. Even my manager at my retail pharmacy job, both managers, by the way, great. Shout out to them.
Good.
But yeah, I won't be able to do this forever.
So let's check in with you. Here's what I would like for you to do. It's like we're your buddies. Why don't you give us a holler at the end? So here we are. It's Thanksgiving. So at the end of February, give us a holler. Just check in with us. Hey, just want to give you an update. Here's where, like, I've paid this much off on my credit card and it's done. I'm so happy. Thank you. We're going to be like your accountability.
Jordan can become a character for 2023.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're going to totally come back on the air and you're going to be like, here's where I am. And you're going to tell everybody because everyone's going to be inspired by you. And also, you're going to help us avoid the problem which we have, which is everyone says, oh, you have so many rich people on the air. And Jordan, I can be honest with you, you're not rich, but you're very lovely and we're going to get you out of debt. Then you will be rich. Okay. So credit card debt's going to get paid down. The 401k loan is going to get paid off. So I'm not really that worried about it. So it's credit card debt, then it's the car. And then we're going to have to think about like really what's happening with that student loan. I think that's probably going to be the next tranche of what we are going to accomplish, that we're going to really look at that student loan and attack it and whack it down. Then as you whack down the car loan and then the student loan, but you're still saving cash. You're still saving money, that $750 a month, so that you know, hopefully by the end of 23, you've got like 7, 8, 9, 10 grand in there, maybe. We'll see. We'll see what, you know, how the oil paycheck goes. And then you'll see also like, well, what's reasonable? Maybe your primary job will pay you more. Maybe that primary job, instead of like 55 grand, at some point goes to 65, and you're like, I can live on 65. Life is good. I don't have to do this extra job, and I can manage my debt, and I can manage my savings. Those are the kinds of questions that we will help walk you through.
I really love that.
I think you're going to be okay. Mark, do you feel it?
1 year from now is going to be a huge world of difference. And it's only a year. It's going to fly by, and you're going to be in such a better position.
Jordan, you're a delight, and we wish you the best. And of course, stay in touch with us. We're very happy. You're going to be a recurring character on the Ion Money program in 2023.
I like that. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's a pleasure. If you've got financial questions, if you need some help worming your way out of this debt that you've created, just go to our website, jillonmoney.com. Click the Contact Us button. Let us know how we can help you. And if you want to come on the air, just check that little box. While you're on the website, you can check out all the other content, and you can sign up for the free weekly newsletter. It comes out every single Friday. It's a really good warm-up for your weekend. Follow us wherever you find your podcast. Do check out our other program. It's called Jill on Money. We are distributed by Paramount Global. We drop our episodes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Mark Talercio is the co-host and executive producer. Okay, well, listen, it's Thanksgiving, so give thanks and do something nice for someone else. If there's someone at your Thanksgiving table who looks like bummed, just go sit next to the person and like put your hand on the person's back and be like, I'm here for you, dude. Like, I'm here. There's always someone who's unhappy at Thanksgiving. I find that. Not in your house, Mark, because it's only a few of you. But anyway, just be nice to someone. It'll make you feel so much better. It's a good thing to do. Curiosity, compassion, community. Happy Thanksgiving. We are thankful for you all and that you listen every single week. And we will talk to you next week. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcast starting May 8th. Access episodes early and ad-free with 48 Hours Plus on Apple Podcasts starting May 1st.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.